Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Nun Aleph, Chapter 51, A Pristine New Heart. Rabbeinu Yona, the author of the famous Sefer Shari Tshuva, calls this Perek of Tehillim Perek HaTshuva, and he refers to it often, saying it is Yisod Mosar Le'ikari HaTshuva. It's the basic foundation of all the principles of tshuva, of repentance. Teshuva is an incredible phenomena. It's a supernatural gift that Hashem gives us. Imagine you have a brand new white sweater and someone spills coffee on it. They apologize and you do your best to wash it. You use bleach and you scrub and maybe you even send it to the cleaners. Most of it comes out, but there always remains a bit of a tinge in that area where the coffee had spilled. It no longer looks like the brand new white sweater it once was. David HaMelech was a human, and with the exception of just a few people who ever lived, all humans err. David is an icon of tshuva. He invested his entire being in the tshuva process. The root, the shorish of the word teshuva is shuv, to return. Teshuva is not simply about righting wrongs. It's about returning to Hashem fully, and the supernatural gift of tshuva is that if it's done sincerely and fully, Hashem recreates reality. Continuing our mashal, our analogy, one can emerge from the teshuva process with a brand new white sweater, one that is even more pristine than the original. Pasuk Dalet, Herev kabseni me'avoni mechatasi tareni, cleanse me completely from my sins, David Davins. Purify me from the wrong that I did. Pasuk Hey, Ki fisha'ai ani eda v'chatasi negdi tamid. I recognize my transgressions, my wrongdoings are before me. David admits his sins. This is the first step of the tshuva process. Pasuk Yud Beis, Lev tahar barali elokim, v'ruach nachon chadesh b'kirbi. Hashem, create in me a pure heart, and renew within me a true spirit. Bira li, create for me. This is the lashon, the language of creation. It's not just a cleansing, it's a new creation. Chadesh bekirbi, chadesh, a brand new heart. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Al tashlicheni milfanecha, v'ruach kachacha al tikach mimeni. Don't cast me away from you, Hashem, David pleads, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Radak and Ibn Ezra explain that David was imbued with a Ruach Hashem, a spirit of Hashem, a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was with this Ruach that David composed much of Tehillim. When David erred, this Ruach left him, and David pleads that as he does tshuva, as he returns in closeness to Hashem, that this Ruach return and never be taken away. As long as we are alive, we have the opportunity of tshuva. We have the opportunity to return to Hashem. This is an appropriate parak to say to also help us build up our desire for tshuva, to sing and daven and ask Hashem, Lev tahar barali, please Hashem, help recreate within me a pure heart. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilu Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Vesvegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. Thank you, Rena Glasser, for the musical accompaniment.